Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these ghosts.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the post-game podcast. Jerry had to step out early. So I've got the Eddie Scazzeri with me. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Yes, and I had to do the 9:30 update, which I enjoyed doing. I feel like if I could master that and Jerry ever retires, maybe I'll apply for that position.
Yeah, I can see the button, but it's kind of half hidden.
Yeah,
the one you were missing.
Yeah, I couldn't find the stop button when I started a cut, an audio actuality. And if it was going a little too long, I couldn't. Couldn't figure. So the other day, it had come to my attention that you got yourself a brand new iPhone.
Yes, I did.
And I was like, wow, I never thought Eddie would upgrade his phone when you had a pretty good phone.
It was fine.
You had an iPhone what?
14S.
You had an iPhone 14S. But you came in with a brand new phone. I was like, wow, Eddie, that's impressive. Eddie upgraded. Maybe he's getting into the technology stuff. Maybe he's going to get on social media. Maybe he's going to start using the camera and all that stuff. But it turns out your old phone had an accident.
Yes. Well, it was my own stupidity.
Your own? It was an accident of your own.
I had parked on Charles Street, and I was getting into the car.
Which is how far from here? Like how far of a walk?
Point 0.7 miles.
0.7 miles you parked at early in the morning, and then you walk here. And so you walk back, and you got all your belongings with you.
Yeah, I got my two bags.
Yeah.
Getting into the car, and there was a woman on the quote-unquote bad side of the street for alternate side street cleaning. And she saw me getting in. She said, oh, can I? I said, sure. Yeah, you'll fit fine, no problem. And as I was putting my bags in, I was listening to my book on tape, obviously, on the walk up, like I like to do. And I had put the phone on the top of the car.
Now, you use wired headphones for that, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So no Bluetooth for that.
So it was on the top of the car on the passenger side, sort of right behind the door there, of the passenger door. And I get in the car and listening to the book on tape. All is fine. I make it all the way down.
Now you're listening a book on tape that's on Bluetooth.
Correct.
It's Bluetoothing right to your car.
Yes, it is. And no problems, not thinking anything of it. and I make it all the way through the tunnel, Holland Tunnel. I'm on the Pulaski Skyway.
Damn.
And I think I had gone over the first bridge, the first larger bridge, and then all of a sudden the book cuts out. I was like, oh, and that sometimes happens when I'm getting a call. But then I said, oh, no device connected. And I immediately then realized.
It was then you did realize?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that I had left it on the roof of the car.
So the phone survived on the roof of your car from in New York City.
Yes.
Out through the Holland Tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Over bumps. Oh, it was very windy the last few days.
Yeah, under the, you know, go the covered roadway. And then I'm onto the Pulaski.
On the Skyway.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, Jesus, you idiot. So I realized what had happened. So I get before the second bridge, there's like a little place, and you're not supposed to do this. I made like an illegal U-turn, go back the other way on the Skyway, go back down through under the cover, kind of looking, you know, to see if I could see it on the other side. Of course, I couldn't. And yeah, so come back around. Don't go through the tunnel, obviously. Come back around the Skyway.
Now, how long did that take? Like, from the time you realized the phone fell off to where you were back to where you thought it was?
I would say probably at most 15 minutes.
Okay.
Probably a little under that. Don't see it. And then I go home, you know, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm going to get my wife's phone with the Find My, because we both have Apple phones. Find my phone and then try to go back and get it, because I'm thinking that maybe somehow it has survived.
Right, like maybe it rolled to the side of the road.
To the side or whatever. And it's raining now. But I do have this OtterBox, which I put way too much faith in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those protective
things.
Yeah,
the OtterBox.
So I get home and my wife is in a panic because these phones have this emergency crash detection. So if they recognize a sudden drop, you know, because your phone is tracked for Google Maps and all that stuff. If it notices a sudden reduction in speed, they think it's a crash, which most times it is. So when the phone fell off, it obviously went from whatever, 50 miles an hour to zero. And so it called emergency services. It sent alerts to my wife and everything. So she's thinking, and she's looking on her phone to find where I am. Sees Jersey City, and then she's in a panic.
And could she see it was on the bridge on the Skyway?
Well, I don't know if she zoomed in. It just said Jersey City.
Okay.
And she can see, and she's not so much with the maps, but so she didn't like zoom in and see.
And does
exactly.
does the alert say crash? Crash detection?
Crash detected.
Wow. Imagine getting that text.
Yes, right. And then, of course, she's trying to call, but I don't have my phone, so obviously I can't answer. So now she's thinking that I'm going to crash and I'm hurt to where I can't answer my phone. So that she is, you know, and she had called my sisters and what's going on and oh, my God. And my one sister is checking, like, you know, traffic cams and, you know, reports to see if there's an accident.
Oh, man.
Skyway. It was a whole mess. And so I get her phone. I go back. I actually find my phone using this thing.
On the bridge?
On the Pulaski Skyway. and because I know I knew whereabouts it was because I had left my phone one other time in my Wegmans shopping cart. Listening to my book, and then I got about 30 yards away, and then I realized, oh, it's in the stupid card, you idiot. So I knew kind of about where it was because I remember when the book cut out and, you know, the panic and it sort of imprinted in my head. So, and then I see I'm getting close. So I kind of put on my hazards. I slow way down. I pull over as far as I can, which on the Skyway, there's not really a shoulder.
I was going to say, I don't even know where there is a shoulder on the Skyway.
Well, there are a few here and there, but not in the area that I was.
Okay. So are there just cars just...
Well, yeah. Well, you know, but it's separated. It's a divided roadway, you know, with a thing in the middle. So the other traffic going the other way isn't a problem.
Right.
But again, I had to go all the way down to, as you're going to go into the tunnel and then come back around, because I knew it was on the southbound side. And so I getting close, I slow down, I put the hazards on, and then I see it right in the middle of the roadway, unfortunately.
In the middle of the bridge.
Well, in the middle of my lane, not okay. In the middle. So, and because it was still transmitting. And I, you know, get and retrieve it, and I look at it, and it's like, it's got all sorts of error messages, and it's like connecting and disconnecting from my car, so I can't listen to my book on the way home, unfortunately, which was the worst part of the whole experience. And so then I know immediately I need a new phone. So, like, you know, from start to finish, it was like a little before noon. And then by the time I got back from the T-Mobile store in the Menlo Park Mall, it was probably about 3:30. So
that's
under 4 hours.
Actually, that's less than I would have thought.
Yeah. And then because of our company's protocols, security protocols for logging in to your email and all that, yeah, you used to use this app. But I was now locked out of all my emails on this new phone. And then I go home, and unfortunately because I leave it on all the time, my laptop, and it happens occasionally, and not just because of today, I mean because of the me losing the phone, but on my laptop, again, I'm locked out. So I can't get in because I don't have this other app. It's not working because you have to get because when you change phones, there's a protocol, which you sent me that night, of how to reset your thing or make sure you don't get locked out.
But you need to do that prior to your phone getting destroyed.
Correct. I guess. Yeah, which we found out because he's like, oh, you just go to Odyssey at work. But in order to get into Odyssey at work, I need that stupid app to work.
Yes.
So it wasn't until about 9:30 yesterday morning that one of our IT guys, who was off because yesterday was a company holiday, was able to fix it from home for me. And I got in and all is well.
Okay. So when you arrived home without your phone and it was on the Skyway,
mm-hmm.
and you said your wife was, understandably, she thought you had been in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Did she see you pull up?
Well, one of my dogs, Raymond, saw me at the window, and it was like, and then she kind of breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
I hope. And then she was like, oh my God,
Wow.
And I was like, just give me your phone. I'm going to try to go get it. She's like, just leave it. But like, even though it's dead and destroyed and the whole thing, I still feel better knowing that it is, you know, going back and finding
for sure.
it, rather than just never knowing.
Right, because you don't know. Like, I would be thinking, like, upon impact, maybe it stayed turned on.
Oh, I'm sure it survived
all your information.
Impact.
No, I'm saying, but maybe if someone picked it up, they could get all my information. Like,
yes, correct.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And I actually was able to get into it, but like, it wouldn't stay on long.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't take a charge, and it was just, you know, it was dead.
Was the screen cracked from like being run over so many times?
Not like you would think. It was like because it fell face down, which is another way it made it easier for me to find that way, because on the back of that black Otter box, I had put a medic alert sticker. So, if I really was in a crash and they saw the phone, they could just scan that and get all my relevant information, like he's a type 1 diabetic. So that was, it made it easier to see because this bright red medic alert sticker was on the back of the phone. So it was face down. So what had happened after it had gotten run over, 1,000 times, the surface, the glass surface of the, because I had, you know, the OtterBox, it has a protective thing or whatever. It was pitted like just from being driven into the roadway with like grit and sand. So not cracked, but just pitted all over the place. So yeah, that was a good time.
And then did you turn that phone in when you got your new phone?
Well, normally you turn your phone in, you get a nice discount. She's like, yeah, we can't take this. yeah, which I really didn't expect.
I picture that scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when
you're
when he's trying to turn in the watch that was caught fire. Would you like this Rolex?
Yes,
I would just like to trade in this old phone.
Yeah, she's like, oh, like, and I showed her, she's like, ooh. And she's like, normally, you know, you could trade in and you get something for it. And she's like, we can't accept this.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm impressed that it made it all the way to the Skyway. That is impressive.
Oof, yeah, because like the OtterBox, unlike this new protective case I got.
Oh, so you didn't go OtterBox this time around.
Well, they didn't have it
for
this particular model.
Okay.
But they had something very similar. But this one is more of a hard plastic. The OtterBox has the hard plastic, but also has a, like a rubber thing. So it grips a little bit. So that's how it stayed on until it didn't. So
I wonder what it was like for the person behind you.
Did they see the phone come flying? I doubt it. It was, you know, because they're not that large and it's pretty heavy, so it would just fall and go right down. So it could have, you know, they might not have even noticed.
And it's
they may have noticed, but
run over 100 times.
Yeah,
probably more.
Oh my God!
You drove all the way home.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Drove all the way back.
First of all, I made that illegal U-turn, so came back,
that killed
then
time.
Went all the way home, then went all the way back in the rain. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Quite an ordeal.
Yeah, that is an ordeal.
Just because I got distracted and didn't do. And then, of course, and also because the phone was working, like it was connected because it's close enough, obviously, on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Just out and out stupidity. Oh,
damn.
Yeah. And you know how much a new, and because I like the larger size, because I'm old and it's just easier.
Bigger
to,
screen.
Well, and it's not almost, it's not even like being able to see it. It's being able to type with fat fingers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything's a little larger. So it's not, because I can see fine. I don't need glasses to read or to look at a computer screen. I need them for distance driving.
Yeah.
So... yeah, so I like the larger one to be able to type easier. So this new iPhone 17 Pro.
Yeah.
Not cheap, so.
Now, are you a pay it all up front, or do you do the monthly
thing?
Here,
I was just going to pay up front. What choice did I have?
Yeah.
And I, you know, listen, it's we're not wealthy, but, you know, we have money for stuff like this. If your car breaks down, if... A vet bills, whatever you got to
emergency fund, they call it.
Correct. So, and this, unfortunately, in this modern day, we are now in a technology trap that we have built for ourselves. And now you become dependent upon it. So I didn't really have a choice. And she said, you know, you want to do the payment plan thing. I was like, it's interest, right? Excuse me. And she said, no, it just gets added to your bill. So, you know, but no interest for, so I had to pay the sales tax on that and the headsets and all the other stuff I bought, the case, the headsets. I got insurance this time because if this ever happens again, and I am getting older, so who the hell knows?
Apple Care.
Yeah. So I think it's through T-Mobile. I don't know if it's Apple because I went to the T-Mobile store because I figured that would be easier. Then, because also they have my service plan is through them, the whole thing. And thankfully, unlike the last time I had a phone die on me, a natural death, I had never turned on the backup your things to the cloud. So that was like, you know, this time I had that on, so it was very easy.
Okay,
and good. I'm not a one who takes a lot of videos or pictures, so much faster because that takes the most time. But when my old phone died, I had to like wait for that. Like it would turn on for a little bit, you know, and so, and then die. And so one time, like a month after I had gotten a new phone, it turned on. And so I quickly did the thing where it synced.
Really?
And then I downloaded it to my new phone, which is the one that got run over. So yeah, good times.
Hmm.
So anyway, the payment plan, I just put it on my T-Mobile bill for 2 years, no interest. So I was like, oh, great. That's a lot less painful
yeah.
doing a little bit every month than paying it all at once. So why not do that if it's interest-free, which right. is what I did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Then you don't have a big chunk of...
Correct. Right. You spread it out and you forget about it.
Yeah.
You don't think about it.
Right.
It'll be just like my, you know, whatever Hulu subscription.
Correct. So now you got a nice new phone. Are any cool features on
well,
it that you didn't
course,
have?
Well, of course, there probably are, but I have not. I just wanted to just show me how it works, whatever. And it's all the basic same. No major differences in functionality that I could see. And I really didn't use my phone much for much else. You know, Google Maps, phone calls, texts, email, looking up things on Safari, whatever. That's about all I use it for. You know, occasional special use apps here and there that yeah. I might use, but I'm sure it has a bunch of wonderful features that I probably don't care about. And I was kind of thinking over the past few days, oh, I wonder what this phone can do. You know, it might be something that's actually cool and useful for me.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not on the social media. I'm not like an anti-tech guy, not a Luddite, but you know, I just don't care about all this other stuff. It just doesn't interest me.
Yeah, I'm curious what other things yeah. like what, especially because you got the Pro because of the screen size,
right? But it is the highest level iPhone you can get now.
Yeah, for technology wise,
yes.
like, and I know people like that really use the camera or really
right.
use video or do video editing that
yes.
sort of stuff.
Correct.
That's the best one.
Yeah, and
to
there
have.
Are two buttons on here which were not on my previous phone, which I really don't know what they do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure somewhere in the phone itself, there's probably a tutorial
yes.
which I could find and do that. But I haven't, and I just, you know.
As long as your books sync up, you're good
my,
to go.
Yeah, exactly. That's my Audible app with my book on tape, and I synced it. I couldn't sync it to the car because the next morning, you know, I wasn't going to do it like that day, and then the next morning I tried really quick and it wasn't working. So I just played the book from the phone speaker.
Yeah,
and the phone speaker turned the radio off. But then when I left here yesterday, I was able to connect it fairly easily.
And it's got a different, so now you had to have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
So you do everything Bluetooth, though, in your car. You don't have like Apple CarPlay where it goes in.
I don't know if my Honda Fit has Apple.
Yeah.
It probably
what
does.
Year is it?
2015?
Probably not.
So
I feel like that was like in the 18 and up models,
I think. So CarPlay is what?
You plug your phone in instead of Bluetooth. It's a hard wire, and then it can go on your... The things are on your screen.
But it has to be hardwired in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they sell these things now that'll Bluetooth it, but it's an additional thing, and I've tried using them, and they're...
And then you're using Bluetooth anyway.
Yeah, and it's like,
and I've never had a problem with calls.
Yeah.
Or anything. Not that I text and drive, but like my books are fine, and you know, and my insulin pump also talks to my phone via Bluetooth. And that's another thing. Then I, when I got home, I had to call Medtronic, the pump company. And by the way, their tech support is like the best ever. They've always helped. They're always patient. You know, old men technology spot. And I'm not terrible at with technology, but I am older. And their shout out to Medtronic's technical services and pump support people. And they said, okay, this is how you talk through your, you know, to restart that app that connects to my pump, which I couldn't figure out because I didn't remember my password. Yeah. So, yeah.
But you're all set. Now you're set for the future.
Now I'm set for the next disaster.
All right. Well, hopefully they will not
and,
be.
And one. Hopefully, like, the next time or if I do get into an actual crash, my wife won't be like, you know, phone who cried wolf.
Right,
and, like, oh, he's a, you know, fell off his roof of his car. So, and by the way, this is the second time that I have had a phone fall off the roof of my car. During pandemic, I had gone, because you know how restaurants, you would you could go to get takeout from your, before you could go into restaurants.
Yeah.
There. So you remember Trattoria Venezia in Woodbridge?
Oh, yes.
So, which has since closed, sadly.
Oh.
It closed beginning of this year. So nothing lasts forever. Anyway, so I went to go pick up dinner and did the same fucking thing. But sorry, yeah, with the cursing. I'm going to leave it in there because I don't care. And then I got home and I realized that it wasn't there. And we did a similar thing. And somebody had picked it up and it was in, you know, the Rio Diner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was there. And my wife got it the next day. So
how did she know it was in the Rio Diner?
With the same Find My thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was fine. It survived that.
Yeah, because
that
someone
crash
yeah,
fall.
Well, I wasn't going fast or anything. It was just in Woodbridge,
yeah.
You know. And it fell off and so somebody found it and brought it to the Rio Diner and
oh, that
was
nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, you know, people were being nicer early pandemic days.
Right. We were being kind to each other.
Right.
Now it would be like, this guy.
Yeah, screw him.
What is he, Democrat or Republican?
Right. And that was before, like, you know, you hated people or loved people based on if they were wearing a mask or not. That was
yeah, the early days. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good times. All right, Eddie. Well, good luck with your new iPhone 17 Pro.
That's right.
Ooh, very bougie.
Damn it, look at me.
All right, warm-up show is next. We'll be back here tomorrow, 5 a.m. with Jerry Recco, and Eddie will be here as well.
And by phone. See you!
So!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.